Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by First 5 California. We will take caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Add a little sparkle to your summer with tickets to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Share an ocean of adventure as you protect our ocean planet. Share the love. Visit MontereyBayAquarium.org. Call number 9, 800-400-3697. You'll win a four-pack of tickets for the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Squirmy, fidgety, toddler not sitting still for story time? Keep at it. Your loving reading voice is still beneficial to your child. More at first5california.com.
Nice.
I know. That is nice. Keep at it. Keep it up. Don't give up. Let's start the celebrity trash with the Obama daughters.
Oh.
Oh my God, they're behaving, they're acting their age. Breaking news, everyone. They haven't already gotten their doctorates. They're at Lollapalooza having fun.
What?
What is going on in the world? Anyway, they're just having fun. You know, it's hard to be an Obama daughter. Everywhere you go, everyone's got their camera out and taking pictures of you. So when you want to just flail on the ground and bang your fists to the beat of the music on the ground and roll around on the ground, people are taking your picture. And then later, when you get driven out of the concert, Lollapalooza, in a golf cart, and your head is kind of lolling to the side.
Bobbing.
And, you know, you're tired from all the fist pumping, ground rubbing you were doing. Big deal. God.
I don't think they should be that worried about it. They can go have their fun.
Right?
We all understand they're young people trying to live their lives, but they also have... They're the daughters of... is that her?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yep, that's her. She's just having fun, Vin. She's 19.
She's not hurting anybody.
No, she isn't.
Is she wasted there, though?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's
but
a weird thing to do if you're sober.
It does kind of seem like she's really into it. You know, she's 19 years old, and she's at Lollapalooza, and she's and I'm sure there were...
Wait a minute. So Lollapalooza's in Chicago, and they're Chicagoans.
Yeah.
True.
So
that's where they live.
They're home.
Yeah. And then the younger sister, Sasha, was kissing some boy, and of course somebody got that on camera, too. You know, she's 16 years old. Like, let's let these kids...
Their dad made history, so they have to expect that, and for all the right reasons, that they are going to be looked upon going forward.
Yeah.
First black president. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And everywhere they go, they've got their Secret Service with them, too, right? I mean, I assume that's who had the golf cart. I don't know that they, you know... Sure, she's surrounded and protected and would love to break free of that. And so pounding on the ground with her fist is the only way she can do it. That's, you know, there's no huge story here. That's what the Obama girls are up to, acting their age.
Good for them.
Yeah. Usher is in the news again today.
What's he up to?
Saying that girl's not my type.
Oh, the one that you showed me yesterday.
Quantasia Sharpton, who goes by Angel Valentino and has a very flattering picture in her thumbnail profile picture.
What is it?
Here it is.
Is it her?
You can kind of see it. She says she's pissed off. Everyone's fat shaming her.
I wasn't fat shaming her. I thought at all. In fact, impression people got. But I just thought he could get a lot better looking chick. Period.
Yeah.
She's just not that hot.
Agreed.
Has nothing to do with anything but the fact that he's a superstar.
Usher said, I in no way, shape, or form had sex with that woman, Quantasia Sharpton. He says, I'm not into her type. That's what he's telling his close circle of friends, apparently. Quantasia says Usher picked her out of the audience at a concert, got her number, went over to her hotel room where they wound up having sex. She claims he didn't tell her that he had genital herpes, allegedly. And she did not contract them. So she doesn't have them, according to her. And she says she has had a kid since then. And, you know, they test you for everything and she doesn't have them. The sources are saying Usher told him he might have pulled her up on stage. He doesn't remember, but he absolutely didn't hook up with her. As for why he may have picked her out of the crowd and brought her on stage, the sources say Usher looks to bring a diverse group of people up on stage, not just supermodels. He believes it's an esteem booster to choose various people that he sees in the audience and single them out.
But he doesn't sleep with them.
That's what he says. Quantasia.
I can hear him screaming, I don't sleep with fours. Right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Quantasia Sharpton declaring, I need money, has nothing to do with her lawsuit against Usher. She's just struggling financially like millions of Americans, according to her lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Her lawyer is Lisa Bloom. They call her celebrity attorney. That's not the daughter of...
Gloria Allred.
Boy, they're like the only lawyers.
Yeah.
They defend everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So she tells...
Any case that's going to get publicity,
right?
Celebrity-wise.
Lisa Bloom, celebrity attorney,
mm-hmm.
tells TMZ that Quantasia Sharpton has been raked over the coals since her Monday morning news conference. In particular, Bloom defended Quantasia's social media post saying she's hard up for cash, which she posted 1 week prior to the suit. I think it actually said, I need money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's unfair to connect the two things. It's not a crime to be poor in America. It's not a crime to be honest about the fact that you need money. Most people need money. She points out Quantasia didn't put a dollar amount on the lawsuit and only wants whatever a jury deems fair for her having been exposed without her knowledge.
All right.
To herpes.
Can I hear one of Usher's big hits from back in the day?
Sure.
That broke him?
Yeah.
Probably make you want to throw up in your mouth. But...
I'm in my drop top.
You love this, Bryn?
Yeah, I do.
What's a drop top?
A drop top.
What's that?
It's a convertible.
Oh, you dropped
drop
top.
Drop top, yes.
I get it.
Doy.
Well, I don't know.
Yuzi, you know the song?
I do know that song.
Human?
Yeah, I'm sure Human knows.
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
Anticipate.
Just
sing
the
it,
other
Bryn.
Day.
You know you want to.
Can you do it?
I do.
Do it.
Do it. Sing it.
My hands in places I never seen, girl. You know what I mean.
Don't get silly. Keep going.
No one that ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
So that's a jam from back in the day. I'm sure the Bay Area is jamming along with me, too. So.
You know they are.
The other night, I pulled up to my house, and the missus had parked like a you-know-what, like all crooked. And, I get out, and I get in her car, and I swear to God, I turn it on, and something so loud, like full blast, smooth R&B.
She was rocking out.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
You thought you taught her better.
I've been trying, but she loves that stuff. So
I can see why.
I'm not surprised when I hear Bryn sings every word to it.
It's the first time I sang that in forever, though. I forgot the lyrics.
Well, pull them up. Let's have a little karaoke.
That's okay. It's your turn, Sarah. I've been singing a lot today.
Does it ruin it when you sing that song knowing he's got herpes and is spreading it all over the place?
No, you know, it reminds me of a time in my life. You know, it's my high school day, so.
Mm. Oh, when you had a kid?
Yeah, exactly.
Brings him back to when his kid was little.
The song is called
The Hardest Times of My Life.
That was right before I had my
and
kid.
Now you're having another kid.
This song is what caused my kid. It's called Nice and Slow.
Oh. Hands places that I've never seen. You know what I mean. What?
So cheesy.
I don't. What's the drop down again? Disney is ending its distribution agreement with Netflix for new movie releases, et cetera, because they're going to have their own service.
Well,
that's where it's going.
They've got all the content. Why wouldn't they have their own channel? I mean, all the Pixar stuff should be on one thing in one place. I've been buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I buy them all the time.
If you just subscribe to the Disney Channel thing, then you wouldn't have to.
Right.
So it's buying a majority ownership of BAM Tech. It's a streaming video company founded by Major League Baseball. I guess it's a $1.58 billion deal. So this sets a course for them to launch a Netflix-style direct-to-consumer internet services for their Disney and Pixar stuff, but also for all their ESPN stuff, because they own that too.
Oh.
So they're thinking two separate channels, and these will be things you can subscribe to, a la Hulu or Netflix. And then they go on to, you know, make statements about it. But that's the long and short of it. They're buying it. It looks like they are probably going to be setting those things up. But it looks like they're ending the Netflix deal. I don't see a date for it, but there it is.
Well, it seems like most of the companies that produce content will eventually want to have their own way to get paid exclusively
sure.
for that.
Why pay a middleman? Or why, you know...
Have a middleman.
Why have a middleman?
Why let them get
just
paid on the content you're making? And Netflix
them.
Is doing great making their own content, too, so...
Agreed. So much of what I watch on Netflix is stuff that they're putting out. Let's see here. The Weeknd has a shoe line. And you know what? I have to say that I looked at these shoes this morning. They're sneakers. And I like them better than many of the sort of celebrity design sneakers. They're in black and white in this picture, Vinny, and they're not as they are actually kind of a cool color, and they're like a suede sneaker. He is hoping that he designed them with Puma, and it looks like it's a high top called the Parallel. It's coming out August 24th, and he hopes that his design becomes a huge success. To be honest, I just want to see everyone wearing it. I want to be part of pop culture. 27-year-old The Weeknd said. I want to walk down the street and see kids wearing it and women wearing it. I want to see the Pope wearing it. I want to see Barack Obama wearing it. I want to see Elon Musk wearing it.
All right.
He is the latest celebrity to join the Puma ambassador team led by creative director Rihanna. His designs include sneakers and clothing. It's a, let's see, the classic white is $220 for that sneaker.
$220.
I don't know
how. Stick to my high top Vans.
Thanks. I don't know how much the ones you have in your hands they're cost.
Well, they're better looking than Kanye's.
The Yeezy shoes are just ugh.
Yeah.
They look like big like Gore-Tex jackets for your feet.
Everybody's buying them though. Crazy. I have friends. My sister bought some.
People.
It's like $600.
What?
Yeah, and they're reselling them for like $1,000.
Oh.
My numbers are probably off, but that's how it feels.
A lot of people
like
do buy
them for $400 or $500, and they're reselling them for a lot more than what they bought them for.
Wow.
They're in business, huh?
Yes.
Looks like
supposedly
it.
Supposedly really comfortable, too.
The Globetrotters. When I was a kid, I think they even had their own like cartoony show. And they're, you know, they're amazing. Like, I'm not a basketball fan, really, but you see some exhibition by the Globetrotters,
sure.
and it's amazing.
My dad used to take us
the poor
to
Washington
the
Generals used to get their asses handed to them every time. That's the team that they played.
Oh, and then they would just kill them. They're amazing. They're like masters.
They're incredible performers.
Well, it looks like they shot a world record. Harlem Globetrotters star Bull Bullard took off in a helicopter.
Oh, I don't know any of the modern players.
Yeah, I don't know.
The old ones like Curly.
Yeah.
Oh, Lemon. Right. Somebody.
Meadowlark Lemon.
Yeah. That's so funny. He took off from, a helicopter from New Jersey and sank a shot from 210 feet up.
All right.
The Globetrotters say it's a world record, the highest shot from an aircraft ever.
How many shots did he take before he made it?
They don't say, but it has to be a lot, I'm sure. And they're saying they've done it from land, sea, and from a roller coaster. But they just hit a trick shot while flying. And
all right.
Maybe there wasn't a lot of wind that day. I have no idea. Who knows how many it took him to get it. But 210 feet is where he was at. This is funny. Everybody hates the New England Patriots. Well, except me.
You love them.
I do.
They're your team.
They are. For the first time, an NFL team has bought its own plane to fly to games, and it's no surprise, it's the New England Patriots. They've won 5 of the past 15 Super Bowls. The Cleveland Browns aren't buying any planes, and they've bought 2. And they're not brand new. They look like, it looks like they got used planes.
Did you hear that, Cleveland? She just took a dig at you. It's not bad enough for
you.
They
can't buy a win. I mean, you know.
Goodness gracious.
The Patriots bought two 767 Boeing wide-body jets, had them retrofitted with all first-class seats.
Cleveland's all, we're just sitting here, man. What do we do?
Well, nothing really.
We got a crap team and you're...
Sorry.
Wow.
Maybe I should have said some other team. I shouldn't dump on the Browns. It's the Jets and Giants I really hate. The Giants football team. The Patriots. And
they're
the
not in your division. Oh, because of the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
And the Dolphins. I hate them too.
Right. Well, they're in your division. The Jets and Dolphins.
And the
Dolphins.
Broncos. I actually hate the Broncos.
All right.
Plenty of them. The Patriots got these two big jets and then took out everything that was inside of them and put in all first class. Most of the seats recline fully so that they can sleep on the plane, et cetera.
That's great.
And it's fantastic. The outside of at least one of the planes has the team logo with their five Lombardi trophies printed on the tail. And brand new planes like this would cost about $200 million a piece. But these were, they're saying they were probably used. And those would cost between $5 million and $65 million, depending on how many miles they have on them.
The planes.
Wear and tear, et cetera. Yeah, but you could get, can you imagine that you could get a 767 Boeing jet for $5 million?
Yeah.
I mean, it probably costs that much to fly it every year. But I guess they've decided that this is better for them. They want a first class seat for everybody because those guys are big. It's hard for them to sit and count.
Yeah. Well, imagine if you got injured in the game or whatever, too, squeezing into some little seat.
I bet you they'll have some kind of little medical facility right on there. And I'm sure that they weren't flying normal. They were renting planes, and they probably just weighed it out, and what will it cost us to maintain them and fly them, and here's the investment, and is it better than, you know, getting private jets every time we
I think about
anywhere.
That a lot when you think about all of the pro teams that travel, especially the NBAers. Their height is abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to get hotels
right
that can accommodate
because they can't
entire
really
teams
a...
as they travel through, and that's whatever that is, 40 something games per team,
right,
of travel.
Those are guys who duck going through normal doorways and can't sleep in a normal bed, and it's got to be difficult.
So, yeah, the money they're making, they should have private jets, and you'd think there'd even be build a hotel
right
for the teams as they're coming through. Why wouldn't you? They make enough money.
Right.
Especially the NFL.
Oh, my God. Like, people can't get enough NFL. It was the number two show last week.
Oh, and it was the worst game of all time. It was the first preseason game.
Right.
And it was the Cardinals and the Cowboys in Ohio.
The Cowboys won?
The Cowboys did. It's just preseason. No names are actually out there on the field.
Right. But it still made it to number two.
Yeah. Well, people,
I think America's got talent
are desperate for the unis. They want to see those teams on the field. And I even saw it and went, oh, football's back. Look, it's almost Christmas.
Phil Spector doesn't even really make the news today, but I think you're going to crack up when you see this. Phil Spector is the guy who was the Wall of Sound guy in the 60s, and he's
very famous music producer.
Right. He's been in prison for, 8 years so far for second-degree murder.
Who did he kill again?
Some girl. He brought her back to his house.
Something Banks?
I don't remember her name. But he killed her, like, in his foyer at his house. And for years, he was sort of dodging around it. And wasn't there even a mistrial? But they finally got him. And his looks changed a lot.
Lana Clarkson.
There it is, Lana Clarkson. He's serving 19 years to life. He'll be eligible for parole when he's 88 years old. He's 76 right now. I can't even decide which of these to give you first. Here's a recent shot from inside prison for him. And he's just, his hair was famously ridiculous and wild around his head. And now he has two, the Wall of Sound guy, unfortunately, has two hearing aids in. And here he is back.
He looks actually pretty happy there.
Yeah,
some of the trial photos, he just really looked like an angry dude with weird hair.
Hold it up for the camera so people can see it.
Oh.
And here is a picture of him at his trial. This is, I believe, in 2000.
Oh, so this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, here it is.
Is this angry dude with weird hair?
It was really more just about showing you the hair. The hair is so funny. Put them up side by side.
So this is a wig. Clearly, he's wearing wigs.
He's wearing, so that's a, if that's that a is wig. Really his hair, that is quite a head of hair. It is the hugest white guy fro you've ever
no,
seen
that's a wig.
In yeah. your life. Like, who puts that wig on and goes, yeah, I'm going with this?
Crazy guy.
It's insane.
Well, people with wigs, they do it all the time.
Anyway, there's no story involved here.
Toupee guy does it too. That doesn't even match his regular hair, and yet there he right. is walking around with the thing, and you're all
combing it in, thinking he's pulling it off.
Aww.
Okay. Mm.
Just go bald. He actually looks better. He looks
kind of happy here.
It is weird. Like he's laughing at a joke that the guy made,
and,
right?
You know.
There's a list of the 50 least powerful people.
Wait,
and
what?
The 50 least powerful people. Basically, these are people who are well known enough to matter and have recently taken a big hit.
How about Lindsay Lohan?
I don't see her on the list.
I thought this was going to be like really obnoxious.
Is Paris Hilton on there?
Paris is not. People on the list include Kendall Jenner at number 6. I don't know. I would think Kylie Jenner would be the one who's like well known but has taken a hit with her bad ratings. But topping the list is the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci. So there's actually a lot of people who have just been fired by the Trump administration on this list. Number 2 is Chris Christie, New Jersey governor. James Comey is number 3, former director of the FBI. Tiger Woods is number 5. Tommy Lauren is number 8. She's that conservative. She was on Glenn Beck's channel and had some differing view from his, and he fired her. I think she said she was pro-choice, and he was just like, no, you're not. Get out of here. Soccer player Hope Solo is at number 14.
Why?
I don't know. Sean Spicer is at number 16.
Don't put your face in the photos, Hope.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that must be what the downfall
right,
was.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick at 25, Rob Kardashian at 29.
Is Colin Kaepernick going to get picked up by anybody?
It's been weird, all the conversations that are being had. Some people have said the reason he's not getting picked up, although we know the controversy surrounding him, is that he wants to be a starter. He went and tried out for the Seahawks, and he's good. They would have hired him, but they said he wants starter money, and we have a starter, so we can't hire him.
Right.
We'll give him the veteran base and let him be a backup, but he doesn't want that. So we'll see if someone needs a starter. I know someone, the guy in Miami went down, their starter, Tannehill, and they took Cutler right out of the TV booth.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler had retired and was going to be on Fox doing TV broadcasts. Mm-hmm. Oh. And
how old is he?
He's 30s? Young enough to still be playing, yeah. Mm. But he sort of didn't have good fortune in Chicago, and they were over him, and he just retired, and he's back on the field as a starter for the Dolphins.
34. Funny.
Oh. He's probably got some years in him,
always
maybe.
Had a lot of talent, but never had the success
right.
that it should have given
Could
him.
Get into the zone with the team. I was wrong. The NFL game was third place, 8.2 million viewers. Above that was Game of Thrones on HBO with 10 million viewers last week, and America's Got Talent.
Game of Thrones was number 2?
It was. It's, you know, most people, first of all, not everyone subscribes to HBO, so it's actually amazing that show has made it to number 2 in the weekly ratings anyway. But they say that it gets more views in the week after it actually airs. So the first airing is the one that they base this on, I guess. And it was ranked number 2. 10 million people watched. America's Got Talent was number 1 with 13 million viewers last week. And Big Brother, all 3 episodes are in the top 10. Woohoo! They all have about 6 million viewers. But Wednesday, Sunday, and Thursdays were all in the top 10. And then there's a lot of stuff like Big Bang Theory repeats. That was number 9.
Thursday's Big Brother bums me out. I don't know why.
It's on late.
Yeah,
I don't
why
know
do they have to do that?
There must be something else on at 8 o'clock, or they do something else on Thursday. It's a total bummer. I agree with you. It's a great season this year, and it's on tonight. Previously on Big Brother.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I got a science story for you. Back to school. A guy tries to break one of Yuzette's all-time records.
What?
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our text number, 800-400-3697. 408 says, here I am sitting in my Broncos jersey and Sarah just broke my heart. Oh, yeah, try being a Patriots fan for the last couple of years. Oh.
What are you talking about? You're the Super Bowl champion right now, aren't you?
Every joke that's ever made about anything to do with football always has some kind of deflation joke in it. It's hard. It's hard. Cheating, scandals, and deflate games.
Well, you guys should stop cheating.
Oh, see, there it is. So there's you just go on with your Broncos pain that I don't like the Broncos. Well, I stick up for Tommy and the boys. Hey, this portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Today's weather, coastal fog and low clouds are expected in the morning. The rest of the Bay Area should see partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies today. It'll be breezy, but that's pretty typical for summer conditions. Highs between 65 and 94, so actually a little cooler than we've been seeing.
The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game called... Called I Got By a Trail Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
She is the top afternoon DJ in the country.
Yes, she is.
And she's the number one music picker among all music directors nationwide.
Jane!
And she's all ours, everyone. Jane.
Did she ever tell us what she thought the song of the summer was? Is it Despacito?
It's got to be Despacito.
I don't know if we...
Oh, either that or nothing holding us back. I mean, we don't even play Despacito on this station.
True.
I mean, except for when we play it every week for an hour.
We helped. Jane, text us.
Yeah, Jane, text us. What is the song of the summer?
Yeah, song of the summer.
By now, we must have declared a winner, right?
Yeah, I think we asked her and Michael early on before the summer even started.
Was that? I thought that was last year.
We asked him every year.
Because Michael, I remember, said he really likes Kendrick Lamar's song.
Be Humble.
Be Humble. But that
sit
was
down, bitch.
That was before
Be
the summer even started.
Yeah,
bitch, sit down.
Anyway, you don't like it?
No.
No. Wow.
Who are you calling a bitch? Only bitch, my friends call me a bitch. You sit down, bitch. Biatch.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
North Korean authorities have organized a giant rally as a show of support for their rejection of the latest round of UN sanctions. Tens of thousands packed Kim Il-sung Square in downtown Pyongyang for the event, which followed a familiar format of speeches from the balcony, the crowd listening below, in organized rows with placards and slogans.
Meanwhile, none of them felt compelled to be there.
Residents of the tiny Pacific island of Guam say they're afraid of being caught in the middle of the escalating tensions between the U.S. and North Korea after Pyongyang announced it was examining plans for attacking Guam. The strategically important U.S. territory. That's where my brother... For a minute there, one of the reasons why I called my little brother Jan... Well, because he's the middle brother, so that was the main reason. But he worked for the government out of Vandenberg, and they launched satellites... And he had to get clearance in order to be able to do that. And so I never wanted to have his name on our airwaves because I was afraid to hurt his gig there.
Right.
But they used to go to Guam to launch satellites all the time.
Wow.
I guess that's the regular spot you go to do that.
Is everyone like, I quit. I want to go home.
Out of Guam, you mean?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, he now works for UPS, so he doesn't have to deal with that.
He works on their planes and
he
stuff?
He works on their planes. Yeah. They have a whole crew.
Oh, sure.
To fly your packages around, everybody.
Well, you know, someone has to maintain those planes.
Well, being a chauvinist pig isn't just for Google engineers.
Oh.
Science likes it too.
Science.
According to a new study, scientists looked at 45,000 brain scans and found that women's brains are significantly more active than men's. It's true. They do overthink everything.
Yeah. We do.
They say women use a lot more mental energy than men do. And the two areas where women's brains are way more active than men's are the part that regulates focus and impulse control, and the part that's associated with mood and anxiety.
Mm.
In other words, when women are faced with a problem, their brains kick into overdrive to focus on it, deeply analyze it, and worry about it. Men's brains are much less likely to do any of that stuff.
Right. That's why you need women, you know.
Yeah, to take on the worry stuff for out. You.
That's why?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. You say so. Hmm. 91% of parents say back-to-school shopping is stressing them the hell out.
You know what's so crazy? Is I know I'm going today to do some of it, and there's this one store that has just plain stuff that I want, the kids want. There's no arguing about it. They go, I bring them the stuff.
The
they
Gap?
Try it. I don't want to say the name, but I'm actually stressed out about how they're going to hassle me when I check out.
Oh.
Oh, it's for the rewards or...
Rewards. They want you to give it, and then they want you to... You're standing there with some, you know, 19-year-old checking you out, and you have to write down all... I'm like, I'm not doing it. So I say no, and then they don't just... take no for an answer. Now they're going to pressure you to, well, you'd save this much money. Well, I'm like, I was almost rehearsing a speech. Like, I'm going to tell you no one time. I don't want to hear how much I'm going to save. And this I don't want like you to ask me again.
Is this this sounds like a specific store.
No, it is
in all the stores. That doesn't happen at Nordstrom's.
No, I'm saying it is one specific store. Oh. And it's the one I go to every year because my kids will buy things
just
there.
Just prepare no and repeatedly say no when they ask. You don't have to. You've already put too much time into this. It's easy when they say, well, what about we are going
to
say no?
Cashier.
Nope. No.
What's the store?
No, thank you. No.
I should say, like, I know it's part of your job to do this. Don't ask me again.
Right. Oh. There you go. Look, I'm not down.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not in.
No.
I'll pay full price. Thank you. It's all good.
Right. And then my kids are like, why didn't you do it? I'm like, oh my God.
91% of parents say the whole back to school shopping thing stresses them out. The number one reason is money. Having to drag your kid around a store is the second most stressful part of it.
Too. It's like, oh, I'm spending money on you and you're going to bitch about it the whole time? Oh, I'm sorry that I'm cutting into your room time.
Your room time.
God. I'm sorry that the sun is catching sight of your skin that you've burned on the walk from the house to the car.
Top five things parents have to buy are pens, clothes, shoes, notebooks, and backpacks.
Yeah, the clothes. It's a big one, though.
Yeah, well.
I can take the teacher list. You know, when they're in school, they actually get a list, and I'll just go and go to the, you know, Office Depot.
I kind of like that, the whole ritual of, and I used to order a custom pair of Vans, which were maybe like $3 more. I don't know what it costs extra now, but
what
my
was
mom,
custom about them?
You'd pick the colors.
Oh.
So you could.
Each panel.
Like I'm wearing a pair of Vans now. So each panel, there's, and the tongue could be a different color, and the stripe around the side could be a different. So you just go and order the most piggish colors you could possibly. Come up with, you
to
know,
be unique,
to be
have your own custom pair of Vans.
Truly ugly, as possible.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah. If you want to have the coolest 5-year-old in class, the most popular themes this year are Lego Batman, Frozen, Cars 3, and Despicable Me.
Oh, for birthday parties?
For whatever, for backpacks, for shoes, for anything. 32% of parents also plan to buy electronics for the kids and will spend an average of $120 on them.
Oh, like what? Like just a phone for them to use
maybe.
This year at school?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I dread. She's 3 and she sees the phones and focuses on that stuff. I can't imagine when that conversation will really turn serious. 8?
Well, you should... start
10?
You know what it is?
Next year.
It's so convenient to be able to get a hold of your kid, you know? Like, you don't want to, you resist giving them the phone, but then all the other kids are there on their phone with their parents, and they, but they have phones that will only call certain numbers.
Yeah, people have texted that in as well, you know, ideas of how to deal with it, that the phone only does these couple things.
Mm-hmm. But it, when you think about, you know, how in contact we are with everybody else in our life, like if you lost your kid at the fair, wouldn't it be nice to just be able to call them on their device that they, you know, where are you? Oh, I'm over behind the trash can.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
We have a long running.
I'm 7 now.
Yeah.
I'm all grown up.
We have a long running record on this show.
Oh.
Four people in 24 hours is the record.
God, who holds that? It's not use that.
Sure about
every
that.
Time he tells a story, he adds another number.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
The record's four.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
You would try to take her side on this one when the truth is the record's four. That's the number. How many people in 24 hours? That's not the number.
You
That's
always
the
number. Say
you
four.
You always say it. She tells. She lays it out every time.
Lay it out.
Yeah, lay it out.
You had a boyfriend. You were with him.
In the morning.
Right.
Go on.
I'm asking you, go on.
And then two other guys some point.
In the day. And then you got with someone that night.
Yeah.
No, that's four, if you say that.
No, that's three. Boyfriend and two dudes.
Yeah. And then he said, and then another guy.
And then another one
night. No. It was three.
It was four.
It was three.
Was it three or four?
Three. If it was four, I don't remember the fourth one. Because I could tell you the
name
names.
Name them.
Well, it sounds
Let's
like
hear
it was a, just a flurry of
Who
activity.
Who was the boyfriend at the time? Was this in Santa Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, so you get with your boyfriend in Santa Barbara. What was his name?
Patrick.
Patrick.
All right.
So in the morning,
and
you wake
he was
up
there
in his
first,
home.
Or was that from
he
the
was
night
first.
Before?
He
so,
was first.
So you woke up to some lovemaking, Patrick.
How romantic.
And then you finish. Go
and
off
then,
into your day.
And then it was Mark.
Where was Mark? What time was this?
At his house.
At Mark's house. So you left Patrick and went to Mark's.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's up? Want to smoke a bowl and, you know, get after it?
And then?
So that's Mark, and that's is that lunchtime?
That was late lunch, sure.
Late lunch.
Afternoon delight.
All right. And then Mark, okay.
And then Tom?
Oh, that's all the same. Tom.
I don't know. He just had the best green eyes. Mm.
Tom did.
Yeah. And he was like the evening?
Yeah.
Where'd you run into him? Did you just say the liquor store?
He said the liquor store.
Where are you going with all that liquor?
Your house,
hey,
green eyes,
Mister.
So okay,
story.
Yeah, so she holds the record with three. That
that's
is
it, three.
Solid
Minnie.
Record.
Not don't, kids don't do that. It's bad. It's
well,
wrong.
Your friends will make you feel really bad about it later in life if you tell them. Don't be a duh.
Hello. Oh.
A guy tries to date six women in one night, but they catch him.
Oh. Really? How? At the liquor store,
woman
I guess.
Doesn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
A woman from D.C. named Lisette Pliant, is going viral for tweeting about a ridiculous dating situation from Monday night where one guy set up first dates with six different women at the same bar.
Oh. It's like an episode of he wants to be on The Bachelor.
He staggered the start times, but they quickly figured out what was going on. So, and so did the other women. So they all ended the night by ditching the guy and becoming friends.
Oh, so they went out for a girls' night.
I guess.
So he didn't actually break the record, but he tried.
Well, his attempt was to go after it's a reach on my part. I can see where
you just wanted to talk about it.
I love talking
about
the record.
I know, why? You just like to embarrass me.
That's not embarrassing. Is it?
I don't really care. It happened.
I feel you, though.
We all have.
It happened, and it's just
all
like,
have history.
Whatever.
I'd rather have yours than being drunk in a beanbag by yourself in the guest room. Nothing cool about that. With my ass in the air. What's fun about that?
Why was your ass in the air? Because
I always passed out over the thing. Every time. Wake up with my head hanging down and why did I do that again?
Wakes up with a daisy sticking out.
Yeah.
Of my... Yeah. No, there was no one there to play pranks on me, luckily. Where am I? Oh, time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's one from Patrick.
Oh.
JK. Uh-huh. I like...
JK, baby. JK.
408 says, I like how Yuzi and Vin quietly chuckled at Letterman's comment about checking with your family first before you retire. As Yuzi and I both spent the summer with...
Like the same time, huh?
With family at home.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh my God, this is great.
It was fun.
So, is today the first day that you have the house to yourself? Didn't you say he's off Monday and Tuesdays?
Yeah, but he started on Saturday and Sunday.
So you had the house to yourself. But today is the first day you're going to get off work and the house is yours.
Right.
What time is the dealership open till?
Well, this morning he said he'd be home around 8:30. So I think it closes at 8.
Oh.
So he must do like 11 to 8.
Did he sell any cars over the weekend?
No, because he's going through training.
I see.
I don't think he can sell for a little bit.
Does he enjoy this more than Budweiser?
He really likes it. He's excited.
He liked his old job, though, too.
He did like it. But, you know, after 40 years of selling beverages, ugh.
No, really, Red Bull's the best. You gotta stop this. This is great. I can't say enough about it.
Red Bull is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you sell it for 40 years.
Well, I don't want to do that. But there have been times where if I've got to do something,
mm-hmm.
and I am dragging butt, that's the way you get it done. Mm. Hammer a Red Bull and suddenly you can make it work.
Okay, what?
I'm ready.
Whatever. I can do it now. I'll read the rest of the text after.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.